boat yet, but when I was aboard ship and seen this spot in the moon that had blotted out part of the moon and then disappeared. Like I say, I was on the starboard wing lookout. It was a very moonlight night, and the moon was high. Figuring 60 degrees straight overhead, the moon was at about 45 or 50 degrees. And bright. Something blotted out some of the light, like the ship was turning. In other words, if the ship were to turn and go the other way, it would throw the moon at the 50-degree angle only on the other side, say, of the ship. So it would be natural. And I was inclined to look around and wonder what was happening to the light. So I glanced up at the moon. Here part of the moon was blocked out. At the same time, I blinked my eyes up, and it just disappeared into a smaller and smaller speck immediately. It didn't take over 2 or 3 seconds, it seemed, into the moon. And immediately, like our orders were aboard ship, report anything you see and anything you hear and anything you think you see and anything you think you hear. So here was something I thought I'd seen. I didn't really believe that I'd
well,
seen
that,
it.
Well, at your first observation of this, does it appear quite large in relationship to the moon?
Yes, large enough, extremely large to the extent that it was actually some of it extruding, the shadow extruding beyond the edge of the moon and then a ways over into the moon. The only question that the officer deck asked me about it, how close do you feel this shadow that you thought you'd seen was to the ship? And I said, I don't know, sir. He said, make a guess. And I said, a quarter of a mile. And the only thing that has ever even made me remember, in other words, probably that night or the following day, I would have forgotten then, never remembered it. The only thing that ever caused me to remember it was looking for Thomas to get in this poker game, this radarman. Well, apparently he's got his radar tore apart there looking for a bogey in it that had appeared the night before, and then when he picked his paper up to start charting his bogey, it was gone. He said, the bogey still got to be in there. He laid his machine back and we went and played poker. And I don't know whether he ever found his bogey in the machine or not. We didn't know.